Let's catch up with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, in cricket, move over Steve Smith and Ben Stokes. This morning we had this amazing story from India of a schoolboy scoring 1,000 runs in one innings, beating a 117-year-old record.
It is amazing, Sarah, but indicative again of the talent that exists in Indian cricket. Greg Chappell, the former Australian test legend, I guess, and also a former Indian coach, he once told me that there were 100 Sachin Tendulkars just waiting to be discovered and spread across the subcontinental cricket nursery, and all they needed was opportunity. And Pranav Dhanawad, who's 15, 1 year younger than Sachin Tendulkar was when he made his test debut, he might just be one of these people. He certainly got the opportunity playing for his school. He scored 1,009, not out, from a mere 323 balls, hundreds of fours, 59 sixes. And he got a lovely message from Sachin Tendulkar congratulating him on his achievement and also urging him to aim even higher. And for the record, the previous highest score, that was 628 scored by the English schoolboy, all of 13 at the time, Arthur Collins, Sarah.
Wow, he smashed that one right open. And in Australian football, there's more at stake than the guilt or innocence of 34 Essendon players when the Court of Arbitration for Sports hands down its verdict on the WADA appeal next week.
This is fascinating stuff, Sarah, but hitherto it's been, well, basically unreported in Australia because, well, the Australian Olympic Committee and other sporting officials, they've been at great pains to condition us to thinking there's no appeal beyond the Court of Arbitration for Sport. But this is being challenged all over the world, and in particular in Germany, where a court has ruled in the case of the gold medal winning skater Claudia Pechstein, she can take her appeal against a 2 year suspension upheld by CAS to the civil court. She's also suing for about $5 million. Now, inter alia, the German court found that there was a potential bias by CAS towards sporting bodies, in favour of sporting bodies, that is, and against athletes, because the majority of CAS panellists are appointed by sporting administrators. And also at issue is the fact that athletes are potentially banned from their sports and from making their living if they don't agree to allow CAS to be the ultimate deciding body. Now, this is seen as an abuse of the dominant market position that a lot of international sporting bodies hold. So not just interest here in Australia and in Australian football, but global interest in the outcome of this WADA appeal. And a lot of bodies around the world that support athletes are following it. And I know that in the past 24 hours, people involved in the Essendon case have been made aware of what's happening in Europe and in the Pechstein case, which, like the Essendon players, is built on circumstantial evidence. And in America and Australia, there's also considerable concern about what's being viewed now as far too cosy links between WADA and CAS. So there could be, you know, this one won't be the Essendon case won't be the only driving force, but it could be joined with a lot of other driving forces in a monumental shake-up in the way that drug appeals are held in the future, Sarah.
Well, there'll be a lot of people watching that one very closely. Mm. And in tennis, it's not just Serena Williams who's hampered by injury in the lead-up to the Open, in the Australian Open, I should say. Some of the female, the other women, the big names, are struggling to achieve peak fitness.
Yeah, well, Serena Williams, Sarah, is troubled by a knee injury, and we reported that yesterday. And again this morning, she's withdrawn from the game against Jarmila Wolf in Perth yesterday because of the knee injury. In Brisbane, two notable withdrawals from the Brisbane International, Simona Halep, the number two player in the world at the moment. She's got an Achilles tendon problem, and a big name in every sense, the polysyllabic Maria Sharapova. She's pulled out of her game yesterday after injuring her forearm in the warm-up. They're very dangerous things, those warm-ups, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Warwick.
Good on you.